Stagli su Richterigon, Joseph Costanzo, Joseph G-O-S-C-P-H, Costanzo, C-O-S, C as in cat, C-O-S-T-A-N-Z-O, Costanzo, Joseph. Date of birth is 1-8-1950, 1-8-1950. Date of visit, 1-22-26. Please make copy for... Please make copy for Leslie Williams, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Leslie, thank you for sending Joseph Costanzo for evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 76-year-old male who has a prior history of asthma and chronic bronchitis, has had some shortness of breath with wheezing and has been using a albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis period. The patient had an exacerbation of asthmatic symptoms over the past 2 months, and they have a short course of steroids, and is now improved. He had no recent chest X-ray done, and his labs were unremarkable, and the hemoglobin was 14.0 with a white count of 4.3, and total eosinophils 211. Next, let's see. The patient denies chest pains, fever, chills, and night sweats, and no recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. Patient past history has included history for left knee repair and history of tonsillectomy remotely. And he also had TORP for prostatic enlargement. Next paragraph. Allergies to some anesthetic agents, which he cannot describe. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies smoking. Alcohol use moderate. Next paragraph. Family history. The patient has, the patient, father died of cirrhosis of the liver and multi-organ failure. Mother died of pneumonia. Oh, can you please add in the past history, the patient also had an appendectomy in 1955. Okay, next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has asthmatic attacks, he has had wheezing, and he has diarrhea and constipation, but no reflux. He has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. He has no joint pains or muscle stiffness. Yes, had memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. I'm sorry, medalist included Synthroid 100 micrograms daily and Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. His blood pressure is 128/70. Pulse is 64, his patient 16, temps 97.2. Weight is 160, saturation 99. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus edematous. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise. No thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And diminished breath sounds of the periphery with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular on an S2, no murmurs. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. And the extremities will mild peripheral edema, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of one plus with no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Asthma with recurrent bronchitis, number two. History of hypothyroidism. Number three is allergic rhinitis. Number four is restless leg syndrome. Restless leg syndrome. And obstructive sleep apnea. Next, let's see. Please add in the past history the patient did have history of obstructive sleep apnea tested at the Mayo Clinic, but he was unable to tolerate the CPAP mask, and no further treatment was recommended, and the patient did lose some weight. Continuing with plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, as well as get a CT chest for evaluation for any lung nodules. Also advised to get a CBC with differential IgE level and a copy of his previous metabolic profile will be obtained. A follow-up will be arranged in 4 weeks. The patient will continue using Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN prior to his, until his PFTs are completed. I will make an addendum report after his next follow-up. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Leslie Williams, MD. Thank you.